button.
Hello, everybody. George here. And now I'm doing February day 8. And this is dealing with the food that I would eat in a typical day, which can vary from day to day. But breakfast is probably my most... least variant meal, I would have to say. I was looking for a word that was about staying the same, and it certainly does, except on special occasions. First thing I have to get, of course, is a cup of coffee. And it's brewed coffee, drip coffee. Rather on the strong side. And I take it with a different sweetener than people would normally think of. This is a stuff called stevia. How do you spell that? I think it's S-T-E-V-I-A. Please don't quote me on that. But it's a leaf extract. It's actually plant-based. And I think it's a lot healthier, certainly, than refined sugar. Or even brown sugar, for that matter. But that cup of coffee is a quick essential, boy. I don't run right without it. And the other thing that I usually have is a bowl of granola of some sort. Favorite band used to be Quaker Harvest Crunch, but we used to be able to get a jumbo pack of that quite economically, and that's changed. They don't seem to have that any longer, so we've had to switch brands a bit. Go with the Western Family equivalent. Western Family is the house brand of the store we shop at, called Save On Foods. Anyway, granola. Dry granola. Everybody takes cereal with milk except me. Can't stand it. And that usually covers breakfast. I mean, sometimes a little later than that, I'll have a Tetra Pak of apple juice. And then lunch can vary. It's usually either sandwiches or burritos. So those are the two choice options. Again, special occasions aside. You know, if we're somewhere and have gone out for lunch, same with breakfast, it would be a matter of going out, or if we felt like something special, like bacon and eggs for breakfast, we'd have done that. But essentially, lunch is burritos or sandwiches, and then a vegetable or two, usually raw vegetables like celery, sometimes carrots. Occasionally broccoli, and occasionally cauliflower. It's a mix. I don't necessarily have all of them on any given day. Now the sandwiches, what do I do here? I'll describe each, the burritos and the sandwiches. But the sandwiches is kind of where I was headed, so I'll talk about those. Either of three kinds. I'll either just take a couple slices of bread and put some luncheon meat between it. Or my wife will, if she's doing the prep for herself. She'll just kind of go along and get it done for both of us. So that's one type of sandwich. It's usually a type of salami that I have inside. I also have been known to have cheese sandwiches, so that's just cut up pieces of brick cheese inside the sandwich. And I might add that on none of these there's no butter or anything. It's just the bread with these things inside it. No mayo, no dressings. It's just, I'm a very plain eater for the most part. And the other kind of sandwich is peanut butter, which is almost a bit surprising. I can be very consistency sensitive, and given that, I'm surprised I can do peanut butter as well as I do, but that is another one of my sandwich choices. That'll take care of lunch for the most part, and I'd like to say I do this more regularly, but occasionally I'll have an apple sort of as a dessert, or to follow the lunch, and then we move on to supper. Now that can be a number of things, depending on the night. Most recently, we had something called couscous, which is basically a grain dish. It's cooked in somewhat a similar way to rice. It's a smaller grain than rice. Is it a grain or a pasta? Anyway, it's cooked, vegetables are added, and my wife does a good job on seasoning. I let her handle that job because, boy, she knows what she's doing and I don't. It's that simple. Yeah, so it can be a variety of that, or we can do... I tend to lose my memory of things that I've eaten. I just tend to enjoy... I'm not the cook around here very much. Pause recording. Yeah, I think it's best that I leave it at my most recent meal, because other than that, it can vary on what's in the cupboard and basically what we feel like eating. There are a variety of things, but that's one of our favorites. And I think that's about all. Dessert. I might occasionally grab a cookie. Of course, after Halloween, we took advantage of the the chocolate sales, and course, after Christmas, I was given chocolates, so I might have some of that. Usually just a couple of those. Lately, I've been working off a box of Pot of Gold nut selection, so that's a variety of different kind of chocolate there. You got the dark chocolate with hazelnut, I think, is my favorite. But there's several other types. I'm not a big cake eater, so we don't usually have those around. Anyway, I think that about does it. Just gonna double check here.
Pause recording.
Okay, so I think I'll wrap it up here. So take care, bye for now, and thanks for listening.